Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out before we get started to SCB Catering. Tonight we had Thai chili pho, and we had some Chinese fried rice. And I don't even know what this drink is, but baby, the concoction that she got with the little sugar crystals that's hitting the back of my throat, as I swallow this, I like to say thank you. As we celebrate Women's History Month still, let me take a shout out to acknowledge all of the women of my life, from my ancestors who've gone on before me to the ones that are living now on earth with me. If you have been an integral part of my life and you've done anything that warrants recognition in my life, right now I tell you, thank you. I love you and I embrace you. Because so many times we get so focused on what people aren't currently doing for us that we can't recognize the contributions that they have given to us. So many times we're so numb to what's going on around us that we forget about those who have come and held us when we were in our time of need. So as we die past winter and we rebirth into spring, rebirth love to yourself. Women, stop letting men tell you how to live, because you are a woman. We've never been one. Well, I say thank you. Whew, now that we got that out the way, let me say this before I bring in some friends and some other things that we're going to do tonight and have some good time. This whole week, this whole month has been a month of healing for me. Everyone that I've talked to, everybody that I've interacted with, everybody that I've had something to say to have gone through some type of growth and a healing process, including myself. A lot of times we get so hell-bent on trying to tell others what they're doing that we can't focus on what we're doing. And in this season, let me tell you some things that I've done. In this season, I've spoke to three of my spiritual counselors because I had questions. In this season, I laid on my face and meditated. In this season, I got down on my knees and I wept, not before man, not before God, but before my own soul. See, there's a business that I partner with called Tailored Inspiration, and one of the things that they teach me on a consistent basis is to die to me and be humble to what the Spirit wants me to do, and the Spirit wants me to help heal. More importantly, it wants me to be humble enough to see when that need is needed and to understand when that needs to walk away. See, I said hope versus support so many times in the season, and so many times y'all have missed help versus support. So as we close it out tonight, be the last time I talk about this. Help versus support. Some of you are in relationships where you are helping, and some of you are in relationships where you're supporting. Some of y'all are confused as fucking doing both. But I want to get ready to bring in one of our Southern Belles tonight, because she was absent the last couple of shows, and she was going through some of her own transformation. And I think it's only fair that when you give somebody an opportunity to go and grow, you also have to give them an opportunity to come back and talk about their growth. So, CJ, welcome back to the Big Bath and Friends show. It's so good to hear your voice again.
Good evening. How are you?
Ooh, that's a loaded question, man. Yeah. Loaded question. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well.
Ooh. Somebody told me that when we get to Aries season, there's a whole lot of not giving a fuck that's supposed to go on. Am I not supposed to give a fuck no more?
No fucks given.
Wait, no. I think you dropped your mic, your phone, you fell out the bed. I don't know what you're doing over there because I'm naked in the studio. I don't know how you are, but we're going to get to the real stuff. I'm naked over here with this beautiful drink with some candles going.
I definitely got
so
the candles and no clothes on.
Ooh. Hold on. Throw that ass in a circle. Hey, throw that.
Hey.
You better. You know, see, now you're making me miss my best friend, because when I say you better, the first thing she do, that left leg, you know that dance y'all girls do, that left
Listen,
leg. Get the
it's
rock
in the air. It's in the air. It is Aries season. I am here. Good morning.
Good motherfucking morning.
Yes.
So, CJ, because we've been gone, tell us, what's been going on in your world? Let's catch up.
Ooh, that's loaded, honey.
Well, you know, we like that.
Listen, it's been a lot. I moved. I closed the business and opened the business. My car was ran over by a bus. life in March has been magical. March has been magical.
You know, one of the things I've learned in this season, and people say you can't have good without bad, and I don't necessarily think it's good without bad. What I think is when you go through seasons, you have to understand the meaning in all things. And sometimes some of the things that we're holding on to, if we don't let – it's funny because the production manager we was talking today, and I had a word, and I'm going to go ahead and say it now because I told her to hold on to it. But it's already hitting me. How long have we got before a commercial break before I get in trouble?
3 minutes.
3 minutes? I ain't got enough time. We're not going to start that. You know what? Somebody asked me earlier. They was like, do you have a main topic for the show? And I said, no, that's going to be our main topic now because I ain't got a main topic for tonight. I actually didn't write this show tonight. This show is off the cuff like the very first show that I ever done. But here's the greatest part about it. Bitch, a nigga took a nap, and I'm going to say, you know, I try not to use those types of words on my show often. You know, but listen, that nap touched the deer, and I didn't even sleep long. It wasn't a long nap. It was real short, but I found some peace today in that nap. I found a moment of joy. I found some relaxation, and it was funny because I was, you know, let me say this before we go to commercial break. I was laying in the bosom in the spirit world today, and I was in the bosom of two different people. I was in the bosom of my mother and my grandfather today. Like, those are the two people who was holding me today. And it was funny because, you know, my spouse got up today and decided that it was Make Everybody Cry Day with spiritual worship music and set the atmosphere early. But CJ, let me share something with you that I think a lot of people missed in the last 5 days. See, when spiritual things begin to happen, people panic. But the reason why people panic when spiritual things begin to happen is because they're not sure what's about to happen to them. But I'm going to give you something that a dear friend of mine gave me. Y'all can Google it, y'all can look her up. Her name's Tiffany Willard. One of the things that this beautiful young lady told me one day, she said, Donald, the biggest problem that people have with dealing with the spiritual realm, CJ, you know what the answer to that is?
What's that?
No, I want you to get listening. I asked you because I want you to get listening. But what's one answer you think could be a part of that?
Repeat the question.
Why people get all up in arms in spiritual seasons?
Well, listen, some people just ain't always done right by everybody and everything in all the other seasons. And there's this thing called karma, and eventually she come and she bite. So that's my answer for that.
Karma is a good one. The one that I'm going to go with the most for this one, though, is not karma. A lot of people have a fear of missing out. They can't sit down. They can't not be around things. They have to adamantly be a part of everything in order to get the littlest amount of joy and satisfaction out of anything. And so they kill it. They strangle it. They control it. They manipulate it. They do everything to keep it for themselves. But what they don't realize is that same thing that they're fighting so hard to keep for themselves, they're killing it. They're literally killing it.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Yo, you know, I've been talking about songs that's been having me in a chokehold, CJ. This song mm-hmm. in particular has been having me in a chokehold. Like, and I mean a serious chokehold. And I think the biggest reason why it's been having me in such a chokehold is because Mr. Big is on this song. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back having this quick commercial break.
Tiny desks
concerts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it give me that vibe, man. And I want people to know, like, we are the generation of house party. And we really house partied and vibed and chilled and kicked it. Like, I have thrown some of the most legendary house parties. Like, 1 year for my birthday in El Paso. Matter of fact, you knew me but didn't even know that I did this party. I had a birthday party for a week straight. It was like the dopest party ever. Like, I still got video for that party. Like, that party was sick. But anyways, before we get into me and CJ being ignorant tonight, because this is going to be a great ignorant show. This is not the show for you to come and find love. This is not that show. We are still being soulful. But understand, there is some ignorance also to, you know, if you ain't never been to a juke joint, you know, if you ain't never sat in the backyard and played cards and pity pat and had a peanut bowl, a crab bowl, you know what I'm saying? Somebody ain't made a couple of etouffees in the back on the side over there, you know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't got some beignets, you know, coming off over there somewhere, you know, if y'all ain't got some deep fried biscuits, you know, people don't even know about deep fried biscuits. That's another good country staple, you know. But if we move on up to the Carolinas, you know, you go ahead and put that whole hog in the ground and you go ahead and let that thing do its thing for a couple of days. And then somebody come over there and pick that thing up and put it on the table. And then you just cut it from the rooter to the tooter and let that, you know, real pulled pork, not that stuff that they claim in the store. I'm just saying, like, you got to go to the country, you know, you got to go to Texas. And you got to go somewhere where somebody's going to really take that big, nice piece of meat, and they're going to take it and put it on the grill, and they're just going to let it just cook all day. I mean, just all day. Like, he smack it to make sure the meat still jump a little bit, that it's still juicy in there, that the meat is just fine and tender. See, we ain't going to get ignorant tonight. Y'all going to make me talk about food a little bit.
You come from a different kind of family, because in my family, listen, for the brisket, it got to start the night before we got to eat it. So they didn't, you
ooh.
Know, it's been marinated a few days.
Oh, you know, it's a set of some foil and a couple of other things. Listen, understand.
For a few days.
For a few days, understand. Listen, who you playing with when it comes to meat?
For a few days.
What's my slogan? Say my slogan. Say my slogan. They can't wait to what? Say it.
I can't. Uh-huh.
What you can't? You can't? They can't wait to put my meat name out. You already know it. That's my slogan.
It's good.
Listen, and it's crazy because, like, you know, when I started my catering business, one of the things I always told myself with my catering business, I had to have a wife who could cook. And people don't understand how important that is, because I believe that there are some family recipes that you're supposed to pass down. And some of y'all just, let me say this. I'm going to get this out of my spirit. Y'all, for Black History is World History, we do not have anyone for tonight. I did no research, so this is why y'all are catching this impromptu dialogue that we're having, because I was not in the ability, the capacity, the mentality, desire, the want, the will, the girth to get up and find anything that remotely required me to do any type of work today. So y'all are getting me, not research, okay? Now, where was we at before I rudely interrupted myself with that public service announcement? We were talking about putting my meat in their mouth, yes. So the one thing about food, and the reason why I had to have a wife who could absolutely cook, is because food is the absolute number one way to healing someone. People argue this fact with me over and over and over again, but when you change your diet, change your life. And the craziest thing, and this is why I wanted to really have a really intentional soulful Sunday, and this is why I really wanted to point out tailored services. And it's not because you you get with people or you get with things that you just want to yell about. You partner with things that want to help you build. And so one of the biggest things that I see so many people struggling with is food. And so what I'm getting ready to sit down and do between now and my birthday, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to create different menus, different plans, different things, and different video tutorials, and different Zoom classes, and different ways to help teach people how to eat. And Tailored Services is going to help me put that together. And I'm saying this because I'm watching people I truly care about die because of their diet. I am watching us kill ourselves by our food selections that we make in the store because this fad or this trend or this whatever has told us to do it. And CJ, I tell people all the time, if you live how I live and you eat food the way I eat food, you think I'm crazy.
Yeah, I thought you were crazy at first. Then I started eating with you and it made a difference.
And the craziest part is people actually think that I'm asking things out of their diet, and I'm not actually asking them to take the things out of their diet. I'm asking them to eat it better. I'm asking them to prepare it better. I'm asking them to get it from a better source. I'm asking them to take the time to care. The number one thing that can kill us is our diet. And we don't even take the time to care about it. We have more fun with alcohol, drug paraphernalia, weed, getting our feet done, our nails done, a colonic, a BBL, a knee replacement, a hip replacement, 7 cesareans, tattoo eyebrows. But we won't eat better. We won't actually take the time to eat better. And it's crazy because people laugh at me. When I show up, CJ, like, okay, if someone was to invite me to something, give me 4 items that you absolutely know that when I walk through their door, I'm going to have regardless.
Okay, are we including the backpack, or these are items inside the backpack?
Let's say you can go with however you want to preference that.
Okay, items inside the backpack for sure. There's absolutely going to be a metal straw. There's absolutely going to be a glass. Not a cup, a glass. You're probably going to have a glass or a jar with some sort of juice and or tea, but not just any kind of juice, like a fresh squeezed juice or like something blended up real quick, but like took the time to sift all the, you know, you're special. So you have the straw, the glass, the juice. You probably got another jar with ice and then a decanter. That's 5.
And we'll be right back after this next commercial break. Oh, what's wrong? It doesn't like me. Then we're going to go back to the old studio setup. Ring back,
Argue with you on that one.
That you black?
Yep.
What would they say?
I was Asian.
You was Asian? Well, you know, we, you know, man, we done made wontons in my house. We done made fried rice. We done had lo mein. We done had egg rolls up and you know, so you know, when you do come hang out, you know, we go foreign. Now we will be domestic, but we do go foreign with you.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful because like the one thing about getting to know new people and going new places and seeing new things is you get a breath of fresh air, right? And guys, again, if you are supporting us tonight, listen, and I want you to understand everything that you are getting ready to see us do. The donation page that we have put on DJ's Roundtable, if you go to Facebook, Instagram, hell, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, whatever is allowed and legal out there that we're on. You got to ask the production manager. Y'all know we own a lot of stuff. But Taylor Services has helped us grow and helped us be in a position to be where we are today. And what we're going to unveil in the fall and the things that we're getting ready to begin to unveil, they have been at the forefront of helping us envision these things, plan these things, and build these things. And so I am a believer in giving back. And so if you want to say thank you, the link that you will see shared for us, it can, I mean, guys, y'all know me, I don't care. It can be 50 cents. I mean, I don't know what the link allows the minimum to be, but whatever the minimum is that that link will allow you to donate, go in and donate something tonight for me. Tell them and write a note and say, you know what, I appreciate you actually believing in that little short, bald, fat guy. I mean, well, I'm not that fat no more. I'm actually kind of getting sexy. My wife don't like it. I'm be fine about. Give me one more summer. Summer of 2025, I will be at my ideal goal weight, and I will be out there in nothing but nothing. But anyways, we got to do what day it is, so let's go ahead and get to the good part. CJ.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready? All right, you got the first one. What's the first one? What we got? You don't got it? All right, I got the first one.
Mm-mm. You got it.
Yes, you do. No, I sent it to you. You see, you ain't even paying attention. The first one is National Cocktail Day. So, CJ, what you over there drinking on?
A whiskey lemonade.
Oh, ooh. Wait. A whiskey lemonade. What's all in that? What's all in that?
Lemon, whiskey, sugar, a little bit of water, that's it.
Oh, so we in there for real. So, I don't know, listen, this ain't a gluck, but baby, I don't know what this is over here, but let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Listen. And as adults, listen, let me tell y'all something. Stop letting people call y'all alcoholics and different things. Because, listen, if y'all go to work, if y'all got kids, or y'all go do other things in the world that requires you to leave your home for any more than 33 seconds, and I mean 33 seconds is like the time that it takes to go out the door, put the trash can by the curb, and start walking back. If it takes you longer than that to go participate in the world, you deserve a drink some every now and then, daily. Shit. Whew. Some of these situations, listen, man, listen. Anyway, CJ, did you get the list yet?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, because you over here got me juicy mouthed, and I'm trying to, like, get my mouth unjuiced it, but, you know, you act like you don't know what we talking about. You don't know what's going on. Yeah.
I knew what day it was.
What day is it?
It's the 24th of March.
When is the full moon?
In a couple days, like tomorrow or the day after, something like that.
How you can go? That's what's wrong with black folks. You know, you could have Googled that before you responded. Anyway, we're going to go on.
My fingers ain't that fast. Listen.
Your fingers ain't that fast? Ooh, I know some. Listen, I know some fast fingers.
I should not say that out loud.
Listen. I know some girls right now that still got some great T9 skills, baby. Listen, them fingers work.
Wow.
Okay, hold on. Listen,
I didn't even consider that. That is not a skill that I learned.
You ain't old enough. Y'all, you know, you were still on the nipple when we was doing that. All right. Today is also National Cheese Steak Day. Now, I just feel disrespected because, like, if you're going to say cheese steak and it's going to be national, you might as well go ahead and say Philly cheese steak because, like, we don't – in America, we don't respect any other cheese steak. I mean, like, I know other people make cheese steak, but that's, like, the only one we respect. So – if we're going to call it National Cheese Steak Day, let's just go ahead and respect the Philly. Like, and I'm not even a Philadelphia kind of guy, but if we're going to respect food, like, let's just respect the Philadelphia Philly cheesesteak. Like, let's just go ahead and do that. I just feel like a mirror. Who make a better one?
I'm sorry, I'm looking at the picture, and I'm like, it's a couple of things they could have did different.
What do you listen? You, ma'am, you know nobody colored made that diagram.
I'm aware.
Matter of fact, Nobody ethnic made that diagram. They didn't go talk to an Italian. They didn't go talk to, like, they didn't go talk to nothing. Nobody who's ever made food and ever been angry before, they didn't consult any of those people. Like, they literally probably talked to somebody.
This last day, I'm going to need them to go somewhere with that one.
All right, y'all. And then we also have National Chocolate-Covered Raisins Day. You know, back in the day, like before, like the generation, like a generation or two before me, like that was like really they snack. Like they would like, you go to the movies, the drive-in movie theater, they really be ordering them shits. And I'm like, man, who the fuck's going to be eating these little nasty fucking stuff? Mm-hmm.
Chocolate-covered dried-up grapes.
I'm not playing with you. Yeah, I was never, like, if you want to ask me what I'm not a fan of, that's definitely on my not a fan list. You know, the craziest part, I'm really trying to, like, somewhat on a modest level be, you know, it's spring. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know how to. I'm trying to. Because, you know, the hardest part about spring signs is the warmer it gets, the less we really give a fuck about anything. And it's funny because, like, Pisces get, like, 1 or 2 days of spring before, like, their whole season's over. And it's like. It was crazy because, like, I had, like, 3 or 4 Pisces say to me really, like, this week, like, I'm glad my season is over. I don't think any other sign I've ever met ever said that before. Like, like, multiple Pisces told me in this season that, like, yo, like, they enjoyed their season. And don't get me wrong, they really turned up. They enjoyed their time. But they were like, yo, like, I'm really happy that my season's over. And I was like, why? They was like, yo, because, like, our spiritual energy this year was ridiculous. And it's only even going to be more crazier in Aries because the earth is going to get hot fast. Like, I don't think people realize how hot Aries really are. Like, y'all are hot people. Like, I thought others, like, I know, like, Leo is supposed to be, like, the hottest sign because, like, they're dead smack in the summer. But, god damn, you know, Aries is the god of war, right?
Mm-hmm. I argued with a 16-year-old about that the other day. I made him go look it up. That was funny.
Oh, who did he think it was?
He said, "Mom, that's never been."
That's never. He must have thought we was doing anime, and he thought you said Thanos or something. I don't know. But, you know, like, but y'all are great guardsmen. Like, one thing about y'all, ain't no bullshit getting through y'all. And that's one of the reasons why, like, I tell people all the time, you want an Aries to talk. Their silence is deadly. And a lot of Aries are shutting up. So I'm going to tell a lot of y'all, if y'all got an Aries in y'all life in this season, if they are being quiet around you, you might want to go. You go give them a hug first. Just make sure you're not the one that they want to kill. Because if they don't let you touch them, it's going to be, you're going to already know you the problem. But you might want to go attempt to give them a hug because Aries is going to start cussing. The Aries energy is going to start cussing out some people, and I feel bad for the people who getting ready to go through that season of wrath. I'm glad I already went through mine. I went through mine in Pisces. It was spiritual. I'm straight. I don't want nothing else. Y'all can have everything. That the Aries hot sun is getting around. You know, I have a saying. I'm going to go ahead and head out is what I'm going to go ahead and do in this season. I'm going to let the rest of y'all have it. Matter of fact, I believe this person is an Aries. So I'm going to go ahead and play one of my favorite Aries people. Like, this is one of my favorite Aries people of all time. So, if I'm not mistaken, this person is an Aries. I want to make sure I'm not lying. I'm trying to go back. I believe she said this out loud several times. CJ, the Brett is an Aries, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's who I'm playing.
If
okay,
the Aries hurt you, you must deserve it. Period.
So she is one of my favorite. She's one of my favorite Aries, but CJ knows this is one of my favorite songs of all time, and the hook on this bitch is crazy. So, CJ, you already know what song I'm playing. We ain't even got to discuss this. So we finna turn up, y'all. Welcome to Aries season. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Made me feel something nasty. Anywho, let's go ahead and do birthdays, y'all. We have Miss Nivea B. Hamilton. You know, I never knew this bitch whole name until tonight. But Nivea, her birthday is today. Like, listen, after the dumb shit with 50 Cent and all that shit that went down, she completely fell off my radar. Like, she was on my radar for, like, all of, like one song. And then, like, they dissed her, like, her, the Nivea, Olivia, all that craziness went down, and that was the end of her career for me. I felt bad for her. They just, you know, a lot of people got done wrong in that time. Hip-hop was rough. Star Jones' birthday is today. Happy birthday, Star Jones. Pamela Long's birthday is... I understood why I always wondered about Aries. See, I knew y'all's sign was questionable. See, right here, and I always do a show on this nigga's birthday. Always. I don't know why. But I always do a birthday show when Chris Bosh's birthday, the reptilian dude of the NBA. Like, just the longest neck nigga with the longest Adam Apple's throat you've ever seen, with the most lopsided face that you will ever meet. His birthday is today, and it's okay, because don't get me wrong. He helped the Heat get a championship, and they love him in Florida. But if the dinosaur don't get off my damn podcast, I'm tired of playing with him. All right, and then we also have Quinnes Parker. Listen, understand. I'm about to be like, you know, we're finna do the skit now. We're finna do the Aaron skit if y'all keep coming up in here with these goddamn retarded ass names. I know the generation of us did not care when we was naming y'all, and so we know y'all finna go have some Taquashas and some Honda Civics, you know, some Buick LaCrosses. Some Mercedes S-Class Jenkins, you know. Like, I understand we're going to have all of that. But can y'all just at least spell this shit so we can decipher it? Like, can y'all stop? I'm just afraid that, like, by the time my kid decide to have kids, like, they're going to be putting emojis on birth certificates. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, no.
Like, this kid is eggplant. This kid is thumbs up.
What's your name?
Oh, God, I can't believe I said that out loud. Oh, like, I can't even believe I said that out loud. Like, that's recorded. You know, that's recorded, like, for real. Like, Jesus, I said that for real. Like, and the crazy shit is, if that shit comes true, that shit's also recorded. I got to do better. Yo, shout out to SCB Catering, man, for that drink. It's amazing. Again, shout out to our month sponsor. And, y'all, I do want to say this, like, and people don't understand, when I say our month title sponsor, like, they've put in the effort and the energy and the support and the background to make sure that we're able to do what we do. And so when I say please go donate and please go, you know, help give back, you know, so many times we don't talk about the people who actually help us get better. And so they have put in, and go on the website, www.tailoredsvcs.com. So that's TAILOREDSVCS.com. And look at the plethora of resources that they have to provide to the community and all the different things that you see them giving back to the community. It's not just about one person. It's about just the plethora of things that they're doing to the community. And I just want to be able to say that we returned our love and dedication and sacrifice back to them the best that we could. So tell them it came from the Big Bap and Friends show or DJ's Roundtable. And we would much appreciate it in the blog. CJ, I got – so I went for a bike ride today, and it was so unintentional, like the kind of – the message that I kind of flowed into. So I went to get some razors because I wanted to go get some razors the other day, but they didn't have really the kind I liked. I got them because I needed to shave. But, you know, mm-hmm. when you're particular about something that you really like, you go get what you really like, right? So I went and got what I really liked today. So in coming out of there, ran across this couple. And, like, you ever hear somebody having a conversation and as much as you are trying to not hear the conversation, you hear the conversation because the information that's being passed, you know, was completely inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
So I left there after, you know, running into them there and then drove around, went all the way down the street, stopped at my little local corner store, hollered at my guy, told him I need you 3 and 2. He already knew what I was saying. I didn't have to give him no word. We dapped it up, you know, whatever. Kept it moving. But as I was coming out of there, they were there. And I joked with them. I said, hey, you know, if y'all, you know, if I see y'all one more place, I'm going to think y'all stalking me. And I don't, like, I didn't know what made me actually really just say it, but you know how, you know me, I'm hell of impulsive when it comes to just words. Like, what comes up comes out of my face. Sometimes you have to be careful because it doesn't, like, people think that it's always going to be something nice, and I'm like, I can't control what comes out. Like, ooh. CJ, tell them the tongue is
leaking. Yeah, I'm not like, going with you anywhere.
Wait, you're not going what?
Oh, your mouth has no filter.
First of all, my best friend says she's never going to take me to another restaurant. Now, you're saying you're not going to take
because
me out anywhere.
Because your mouth has no filter. No, I don't take you
bad.
Everywhere. It's just your mouth has no filter.
I'm not that
I think
bad.
It's funny, but, you know, other people.
Yo, y'all really make me look up. Y'all make me sound like I'm an asshole, though. Like, if other people are listening to us, you do know this, right?
Yes.
Like you do know we're listen, because I want to make sure you understand this. You do know we're internationally syndicated, right?
Yes.
And you're telling me that I'm an ass in the international community. Like, I'm trying to take this, like, with a grain of salt, because I'm like, yo, I'm not an ass. Like, I'm... Oh, God, like,
listen, I mean
I try to
love.
Walk away. Ma'am, I try to walk away. The craziest thing is I actually try to walk away first. And I even ask and then I reconfirm, is that really what you were trying to say? Like, you know, like, I really try to give them an opportunity to get all the way out of the conversation that we're now about to have that they don't even understand is about to go left. And it's going to go left in a capacity that they weren't even expecting. Like, they weren't even looking for that left. Like, see, now you got me sounding like an ass now. So, happy birthday to all you fucking Aries right now. Like, you know what? Goddamn Aries.
It takes one to know one.
I am not an Aries. I am.
No, y'all are worse, though. Every Taurus is worse than the Aries. I'm sorry. Y'all are bad.
We are what?
Y'all are bad.
Give me one way that I'm worse than you, and we'll go to commercial break. I won't fight it. I won't argue it. It'll be the last statement that somebody get to say. And then we'll go on commercial break after that.
Have you seen you read somebody when they done wronged you?
Give me, like, what do you mean? Like, how I read them? Like, give it to me. Go ahead, give it to me.
I have seen people tremble. Because you entered the room, like, I watched a guy turn bright red, because you told him who you were, where he had you messed up at, and how he should probably fix it before you help him fix it. And all he could say was, I'm sorry.
I offered to help.
And all he could say was, I'm sorry.
I offered to help.
If you had heard the tone in which you said all of that, I would have took your help.
And you know what? In honor of our relationship, this was one of our favorite riding songs for a long time when me and you first became friends. So we gonna circle the block. You know, I always tell people I don't believe in circling the block, but this was one of my favorite songs when me and you be kicking it. So we gonna go back and we gonna have a throwback. This is a Big Bap and CJ special right here. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Come on.
Not a word.
Not a word?
They heard it for themselves.
Cool. Listen, if you want to get in on this topic tonight, if you want to call into the show, the number is 319-527-6703. But here's the topic, because it was me talking to this dude, and then I was having a conversation later today, and I stumbled upon this, and I made the production manager write it down, because I think it's a dope topic. It's less of more of a topic of discussion and more of a topic of understanding. And it's sometimes you have to lose things for them to come back. And I was thinking about the greatest joys that I've ever had in my life when I was having this conversation with this gentleman. And I was thinking about the joys of even in this season. You know, I made some changes. I lose some things. We changed power structures. We changed dynamics. We changed a lot of things in this season. And people were loosed from responsibilities. They were loosed from charges. And you have to do those things in your life in order to see, once you let go of everything, what comes back to you? Because some of these things that we've planted and some of these things that we've done, even though we've done them in earnest and we've done them in hope and we've done them in good faith and we've done them in good gesture, the energy that we gave it at the time was not the correct or proper energy. And so now we're not getting the desired result that we thought we were going to get because we gave it what we thought it needed. Sometimes you got to stop and pause and breathe for a second. Because understand, that lesson wasn't for others. That lesson was for me and my feet. I had to stop. And I had to pause, and I had to understand, just because you're helping, and just because you're nurturing, and just because you're supporting, that does not mean that you're giving the person the best in that situation, in that time, in that period. And it sucks, because that can happen with our children, that can happen with us, that can happen with all types of different relationships. CJ, how do you go about loosening things when you are trying to loose things in your life? What do you do?
Burn something.
Yeah, you are Aries, boy. Y'all believe in a burn pit from hell, boy.
Burn something. Typically, I write a letter to whoever or whatever, and I burn it.
Listen, Aries believe in a couple of things. We can burn some paper, we can burn some sage, we can burn some weed, we can burn your house. Which one do you want to go with? You can be in all of them.
No lies detected there.
See, I tell people, like, see, I like all the zodiac signs. And here's why. People be mad at me. They're like, why you like them all? I said, because they all crazy a little different. And they're like, well, I said, no. Everybody got a good side and a bad side. I don't care what you say. There's a yin and a yang in everybody. And I like what the Aries do. Cause the Aries is blow all this motherfucker up and ask questions second. But let's make sure there's nothing left so we can ask any questions, because there shouldn't be anything here what we do. So for an Aries to lose something, and to be silent, to be silent and lose something takes effort. For Leos, to lose something takes effort. For Geminis, first of all, they got to fight each other before they got to lose it in them before they can lose you. They different. Ooh. They different. A Sagittarius, oh, you better hope they loose you. You better hope they take their hands loose of you. Because they're not the same. They got to be trifled with. And each one is different. I like my Pisces because of their level of spiritual intuition. But in all those things, we hold on to people so tight that we are afraid that if we let them go and they go and be great, that they will be great without us. And the great craziest thing is they were great before you. They will be great with you, and they will be great after you. We are holding on to things and people and life, and it is killing us. Day by day, inch by inch, step by step, moment by moment, breath by breath, dying because you have to hold on to something with dear life. And you are acting as if the revelation is you. The revelation has never been you. There's been no Episcopal written about the life of you. There's no plaque. There's no wall, there's no statue, there's no bridge, there's no town, there's no city named after you. And if there is, that's okay, because we still give no fucks about you in the season. Because in order to understand what love is in all things, you must first strip yourself of everything and see yourself as who you truly are in this very moment. We are putting on facades even with ourselves. So before you can lose someone else, lose yourself. There used to be a play called Thou Art Lucid. Wasn't there one like that? Woman Thou Art Lucid, yeah. Something like that. But that's not just for women, though. Men are under that, too. Like, you have to lose some things in you. Like, some things that are just so wound up in you. Get up and stretch that off. If you are a person who are, if your charge right now is overbearing in your relationship, say, you know what, I'm not going to be overbearing. I'm going to find ways to give my spouse more space. If your thing is you cuddle too much, find ways to say, you know what, in this season, I'm going to try to give that person a little bit more space. If your thing is you're always calling and texting all the time, in this season, don't call and text as much. Say, you know what, I'm only going to call them in the morning or call them in the afternoon. Loose yourself from some of these self-made responsibilities that you've given yourself in the relationship. If you're the person that's always cooking, bitch, don't cook this week. If you're the person that's always cleaning up this week, don't clean up, hire a maid out their budget. Stop making everything your charge, your responsibility. Loose yourself from a lot of things. You will be surprised at how it returns to you when you loose it. Because a lot of things do come home once it realizes that you only meant its best, that you only wanted it to have its best. Sometimes that wounded knee is really ego. That wounded shoulder is really pride. Because some of the things that we go through, we don't have to go through. But we won't lose ourselves. We won't lose ourselves of pain. We won't lose ourselves of hurt. We won't lose ourselves of suffering. We won't lose ourselves of the responsibility of, even if we're not with that person, they're not going to commit suicide if I leave. But if they commit suicide because I leave,
It wasn't my fault that they committed suicide. They did it because they chose to. I didn't make them. See, we're putting burdens on ourselves because we love. Some of us love so hard to the fact that it's nearly killed us. And we've set no boundaries. And we've set no parameters for the relationships that we now find ourselves in. But how do you loose yourself from ties and people and things that no longer want you, no longer fit you, no longer suit your needs? And there's ways, and there are people, and there's things that you can do. I already told you about tailored services. I've told you before about Motivation Magnified. I've given you some other people and other resources that you can reach out to. If you don't know, you can reach out through DJ's Roundtable, and the production manager can hook you up with some of our strategic partners, because therapy is important. Because, CJ, what one of my rules is, if we're not getting better, we're doing what?
Nothing. That's not your answer, but that's my answer.
Absolutely.
You're not doing better. You're not doing anything at all.
We're stagnant. We're dying. It's okay to stop and recover. It's okay to go lay down and get better. But after that recovery period, then what?
Gotta get up and do something.
And don't say, oh, my recovery period is 7 years. Oh, that's great. Baby, I know people who've had babies and going back to work the next day, and I'm not saying we're all equal and made different. Some of y'all holding on to some shit that, come on, man, this is not even pain anymore. You just stupid. Like, let that shit go. You are just, you're like a pig now. You're just waddling in the mud because you're enjoying it now, because everybody else is looking at you like, what? And this is in multiple things. If you are in your 30s, in your 40s, you're no longer the baby. You're now the people who are now helping to guide the next generation. Your baby phase is over. You're now wisdom, or you should at least be smart, working towards wisdom. You should be starting to make better choices, better decisions. Doesn't take a degree to make a better choice. But sometimes that best choice is to loose yourself from things. CJ, what time is it? We supposed to be on a commercial break yet? You're going to get me in trouble. Yep, we over. Yep, you're going to get me.
Yes,
you're
we
gonna
are.
Get me. See, you don't even be saying nothing, bro. You gonna get me fired.
Hey, why is it
you
my fault?
Get,
you had to get that you, out.
Damn, you lucky. We taking a quick commercial break. You ain't going to get me fired. Gotta change it. Get it. Ooh, get it. That's a perfect song.
Don't you want that? I told you twice. You gotta get to
I'm just yelling at y'all. And understand, let me say this, because some people who listen to my show have actually asked me this question, and I do want to clear this up. CJ, you back with us?
Yes.
Okay. I am not anti or pro anything. I am actually a neutral party in all things, and I want people to know this. Now, do I have some stances that I personally believe in? I do. But when I'm presenting or when I'm talking, I try to come from a neutral duality almost stamp of all things being equal and fair. But understand, there are some things that I need some people to understand I'm just not going to agree to. And it's not because of the reasons, like, people get mad at me when I tell them, and they'd be like, oh, man, you don't support the LGBTQ community. And I said this once, and I'm going to say it twice, and I'm going to say it a third time. I will not support their community until their mission statement changes, because they support pedophilia, and I do not. That is a hard stance for me. Now, do I have gay friends? Yeah. That's cool. Let's rock out. Do I have trans friends? Yes. Cool. Let's rock out. Do I have straight friends? Yes. Cool. Let's rock out. But what I will not do is ever lend my name to support things that I don't believe in. Pedophilia, I don't care how you describe it, medically put it, deduce it. I'm not going to be able to get behind it and rock with it. So understand, that's where my heart stance is. That's where I'm going to draw the line. And if you don't want to support that, that's okay. And you don't have to. I love my friend. I don't care who they're sleeping with. That has nothing to do with me. What I will not do is put my name behind something that I do not believe in, and I don't endorse things that I do not believe in. We're good? CJ, are we good?
Great.
Because that email came in. So I wanted to address that because I'm a believer in being fair. I think people misconstrue fair from, you know, fair and honesty from integrity. Like, I think we get some of those things confused, and we have to separate what is and what isn't. So for that person who wrote your letter, I appreciate you. And I told you in my response that I would actually air it tonight, so you can go back and listen to it, because they're a fan of the show. They are a big supporter of the show, and I was really shocked at the validity of the statement, of how well-written the statement. And I'm not going to read it because it was a really personal conversation, but the person asked me, could I address my stance? And I told them that I would. And so that is my stance. That's why it's my stance, and I'm okay with it being my stance. So that is the answer. There's no other words that I can put in there. It's not about demoralizing or demonizing anyone or making anyone. It's literally your wording. Words to me mean everything. And if you're going to support something and it's going to be in your mission statement and it's going to be
a part of what you say your vision going forward is not something that I can say I can support. So, cool. Now that we've gotten that out the way, we got to get ready to get out of here because I'm not doing a two-hour show. I just wanted to come in and do some greatness. I've said all the things that I care to say. Please make sure you go support Tailored Services. There's a donation link. It's all over social media right now. Please go donate whatever the minimum is. Just give them something. They have blessed us in so many ways. They've supported us in so many ways. And I want to make sure that we return that same energy, that same love. You know, you can't build things and not give back to those who support you. So I never want you guys to give it to me. I want to make sure that we give it to things that's going to make sure that the things we want to do are still plausible and doable. Because the doable part is the part that we don't focus on. We want to go do things, but is it doable? Do we have the resources and do we have the things in place to make it happen? So, CJ, I'm giving you time to get your word of the day together. I hope you have one. I hope it's a good one because you was gone last week, so you should have a really, really dope one.
Okay, for tonight, I'm going to leave you all with be there for others, but never leave yourself behind.
Be there for others, but never
leave yourself behind.
Okay. I'm going to end tonight. For the first time, I don't think I'm going to actually say words. And I usually end the show before. I usually end the show before the last song plays. But if this is your first time ever listening to the show, this is one of my favorite songs. I sometimes get emotional when I hear this song because even though I know we're honoring women and this is Women's History Month, this is a woman speaking to a man. Like, these are her words, these are her thoughts as women and what her thoughts of them as men in our Black community. And it's a powerful song. I think it's uplifting. I think it's encouraging. I think it gives us the growth and desire to come together as one, as a community, as a unity, as a soul, as a solid. So as we ride out, CJ, you know this song very well. It's called Black King. If you haven't downloaded it before, I recommend that you go get it and listen to it, listen to the words. But it's just one of my favorite songs. And I love y'all. I'll holler.
Yo. Be a Black King. It's been a minute since we talked, be a Black King. If you don't mind, I take a walk, be a Black King. I'm trying to vocalize my thoughts, be a Black King. I'm trying to see just what it means to be a Black Queen. At times I feel myself just staring at this black screen. And I admit sometimes I show too much skin and I drink a lot of heat. And I put a couple diamonds in my teeth, but when I grin, I might go out to the club and I dance for some doves. And I see the type of dirt you can't wash off in no tub. And late at night when I'm at home, I'm feeling all alone and I need the type of comfort you can't find in no song. You're gone and I need you. I just want to breathe you. Lay down on your chest when I rest. Let me feed you. I'm just trying to read you. Understand your pain. They breaking up our family trees. Take away our name. But it's too focused on the source. Ain't nobody else to blame. But everybody out here hustling for the same. That's what changed. But it's time to make a change. And it starts with me and you. So if you come and lead the way, promise I will see you through. Black King. I just want to make a change. And I need you by my side every night, cause I promise you right, I'm in love with you. Nothing in the world is real. Nothing you're my ever.
They can never take us off my throne.